Ricky Klaverkamp here. I'm here with head coach Caitlin Hagen of the Oaks Tornadoes. Coach, fun ride all season long.
It has been. It's crazy to think we're almost to the end, but yeah, it's been such a great season, and we're ready for tournaments.
Well, and speaking of tournaments, districts tomorrow, you're playing Barnes County North. You got the number 2 seed in the district. How are the girls feeling going into this?
They're feeling good, refreshed. We had a day off last Friday. We didn't have school, so the girls really needed kind of just a little bit of break to reset mentally and physically, get those bodies back to full health. And but now we've had a long enough break, and they're definitely ready to get back on the court and go compete.
Now, let's do a quick history lesson for everybody. Last season, where did you guys finish off?
We finished region runner-ups to Linton.
So this year, coming on back, you guys have played Linton, 5-setter, lost to Layton. So, I mean, is that that's the goal, I'm guessing. It's eyeing Linton again for the district or for the region championship.
Absolutely. They're definitely kind of that top dog in our region as of right now. But really, our region is kind of anyone's game. So it's really who shows up at what time. So, you know, whether it's Linton that you meet in the championship or whoever, but our goal is absolutely to get back to that championship game.
Now, let's go back again, history lesson. What did you tell the girls at the beginning of this season, going into it before that first preseason tournament? What did you tell the girls?
Well, now you're testing my memory. but I think at that time we definitely had a different lineup on the floor than we do now. And it was really, we were trying out different options and seeing what worked best for us. And the girls were playing well together even early on at that point. They had clicked during the summer, but those first tournaments were an opportunity for us to learn and to see options, and that's exactly what we did. And even partway to the middle of the season, really, we had different options on the floor, and then we made adjustments to kind of suit who works best together against what type of defense or what type of offense. And I think we've really found that.
And now going into this game, nice little win streak at the end of the season to give you guys a nice boost of momentum. And you guys finished before, well, most of the other teams in the state. So talk to me a little bit. How important is that big kind of week and a half stretch of no games for the girls?
Well, right. So we did have a challenging last week or two of games with Carrington and MPB and Linton all being in our last three matches. And that's really how we like it. We'd rather kind of finish the regular season really playing some tough volleyball. And those were some tough matches for us and really gave our girls an opportunity to expand and see what they're capable of moving into tournament time. The week, you know, it has its pros and cons, that time off that, you know, we've been playing such good volleyball to keep that momentum and while yet having the time off. So we really had to prepare our girls mentally and physically to, you know, accept that time off, but not to lose our momentum, really, and bring it back strong going into tournaments.
Now, what is the message for the girls going into this game?
Yes, so we have BCN first round. Really, we have to pick up where we left off. We played a good MPB team our last match of the season. So picking up with that same momentum, and, you know, we were missing some girls at that game. So at practices, we've really been working on syncing, getting back in sync, and working with our different rotations and different options. But they're focused. They're ready. It's one game at a time. And tournaments, it's hard to do that, you know, because you always kind of want to look past and you want to prepare as much as you can for games ahead of you if you get there. So our focus has really been keeping them grounded and one game at a time. It's 0-0 going into tournaments. Our record is 0-0. And really were prepared for BCN. We've played them. We've watched tape against them. They are a team that can definitely get you on your heels if you're not prepared and expected. So we are going to control what we can, just like we do every match. And they're ready to play, and they just want to go and have some fun. It's the best time of year, I always say, with tournaments. So go out, have fun, and just play together.
And I'm guessing you got Samuel back now, and well, Lily Thorpe was just at a college visit as well, so you guys got both of them back then?
Yes. Right now, Sam was kind of nursing an ankle injury that occurred the Linton match, and we're just trying to get her back healthy because she is a big defender for me on the right side there. So having her as an option, we'll see how tomorrow goes. Get her some reps, but if we can kind of limit that ankle, we may do that. And then yes, Lily was, she was at a college visit, and I was very pleased with who we had fill her role that night, and it just kind of gave me more confidence in our bench and how deep we can go at different points, and that our girls on the floor are not gonna skip a beat no matter who's on there.
Now, Coach, we're only going to ask this once, and it's going to be for the whole tournament.
Okay.
Three keys to winning this tournament.
Three keys. Well, it's, I guess you could have probably answered your own question, but I would say that first ball contact, no matter who we play, if you can't run in system, and especially with us, if we can't run in system, that definitely might hinder our game. We've been preparing for both scenarios, whether we're in or out of system, but great first ball contact, I'd say. And then staying aggressive, even watching our own tape and watching when we kind of get our foot off the pedal, if you'd say that. That's when we definitely let teams creep back on us, or that's when they get opportunities to creep back on us, is when we don't just go out there and be aggressive at the net and swing. That is our game, and I think teams know that. But that's what's made us successful so far. And then I would say controlling the controllables. I really been preaching to the girls. We had way too many serving errors against our MPB match. And, those are things that we can control. And so we can't go back to that serving line and give them a free point or give them a few free points, So first ball contact, aggressive at the net, and then controlling the controllables, being our serves and unforced errors.
Perfect. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much.
That was Head Coach Caitlin Hagen of the Oaks Tornadoes.